Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Owande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the abduction of Itai Dzamara and others in Zimbabwe.
It has been 3 years now since Itai Dzamara disappeared. Suspected he disappeared, and it is suspected that state agents might have had a hand in his disappearance. Up to now, there has not been any information regarding where his whereabouts, how he is he alive, is he dead, or anything. Nothing has been found out, nothing has been known. And as you've just heard, there are many, many more like Itai Dzamara, who also disappeared without a trace over a long period of time.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metum Wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political abductions in Zimbabwe as the country prepares for a crucial general election. We know that Itai Dzamara was abducted 3 years ago today, and the government has not been able to say exactly where Itai is, despite the court order that actually ordered them to find him. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll also discuss the issue of violence in Zimbabwe. And are we going to experience any further abductions or not? Zulukani ndabalinga lichona njani. Napelikona kuna wapo genge makaya. Loge unkips jube ku Studio 7. Namla kesikoka ngukutu kacha kumesiti. Kuna ukuti kwa tunjwa u Itai Dzamara. Sia kwa zuti lamla sivu kwa nize 3 imnyaga. Iminyaka emithathu engabonakali u-Itai Dzamara. Kambe waya ngapi u-Itai Dzamara? Siyakwazi ukuthi kwenziwe umkhosi lamhlanje eHarare khona ngale. Kukhumbulwa ke ukuthi u-Itai Dzamara wayengumuntu owayesebenza ku-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Esebenza khonapho ke esenzela ukuthi abone ukuthi iZimbabwe liyenziwa liranwa ngendlela eyiyo. So siyakwazi njalo ukuthi wayefuna ukuthi wayengumongameli ngaleso sikhathi. Umnumzana Robert Mugabe asuke esikhundleni. So asuke esikhundleni pho kuyahamba njani. Okunye njalo sifisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi khathesi baba wandi. Kule political violence ekhona siyabona kubandla le-MDC. Kodwa ke ama-abductions asikwazi ukuthi azaphela kumbe haji. Sicela ukhume labantu ngesitshona.
Zvina zvina unyatsomira zvakanaka Dube. Tinotenda vatereri kuti vanesu manhero anhasi. Nyaya yedu yanhasi inosiririsa, inorwadzisa mwoyo zvikurusa, and haisiri nyaya yatinotarisira kuti ticharamba takatarisana nayo. Ava makore matatu Itai Dzamara asingazikamwe kuti ari kupi, kana kuti mupenyu kana kuti chinyi, hapana chiri kuzikanwa. Zvinhu zvinoita sokuti netsei kana tofunga kuti pane hurumende inogona kubatsira kuita zvinhu zvese izvi kuti tizive kuti hama dzaItai dzizive kuti ari kupi uyezve kuti zvakafamba sei, asi hapana chati chazikanwa. Iyi nyaya inoita sokuti netsei nokuti ndiyo imwe nyaya zhinji dziri muno muZimbabwe. Dzakaita saizvozvi kubva kuna Narashwe Guzha kuna Nkala vese vavava havazikamwe kuti vakashayika sei kana kuti vakafa here kana kuti vapenyu. Inyaya dzinoramba dzichikuitika, saka nyaya dzinorwadzisa vanhu vemuZimbabwe zvikuru. Saka nhasi toda kumbotitarise nyaya iyi yokutsakatika kwevanhu vasingambozozikanwa kuti vakafamba sei kana kuti vakaenda kupi kuti sezvo chiramba zvichiitika uyezve sei hurumende ichitadza kubudisa mashoko kana kuti kuwana kuti zvinhu zvakafamba sei toda zvokutarisa zvene nyaya yemhirizhonga dziri kuitika zvikuru sei kana takuenda kusarudzo sezvakutanga kuitika iko zvinezvi kuti sei pachiita zvokurwisana nenzira yakadai vanhu vachirohwa vamwe vachitsakatika vachidini vachidini sei tisingakwanisiwo kuita zvinhu zvinoitwa navamwe vanhu saka ndiyo nyaya toda kuti titarise nhasi tinotenda kuti mava nesu muchirongwa chanhasi
kunjalo kewandisa kubonga kakhulu ke we've got our first guest that is Mr. Patson Tamara Itai Tamara's brother and he's a political activist as well Mr. Tamara good evening and welcome to the program
thank you for having me good evening
thank you so much and tell us we are told that at Africa Unity Square you had some kind of event today what exactly were you doing in terms of remembering your brother
so today was essentially a commemoration or anniversary, 3 years anniversary since the abduction of Itai Tamara. As you are aware, my brother Itai was abducted on the 9th of March 2015. And today marked the 3 year anniversary since his abduction. So today we gathered in the Africa Unity Square. We are renaming it to the Tamara Square, Itai Tamara Square, because that's where Itai would be infected. We gathered in that square to remember Itai Tamara. That's number one. Number two, to celebrate Itai Tamara's courage and bravery, which is unmerited. We also gathered in the square today in order for us to send a clear message to the powers that be that we are not going to leave any stone unturned until we get to the bottom of this issue, until we get the answers we are seeking regarding what transpired to Itai.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe Mr. Wande wants to pose a question to you, Mr. Tamara.
Makadiniko mukoma Tamara. Tinorombo nenyaya namamiro akaita zvinhu pari zvino. Kwanguva yese iyi muchirwa nekuziva kuti chii chakaitika. Pane zvakambotaurwawo here nehurumende zvinoita zvokukupaiwo hope yokuti kuda pamwe gare-gare pachawanikwa mhinduro yezvinhu zvakaitika kumukoma wenyu. Makambopiwavo here indication nehurumende yekuti vangada kushanda nemwi kuti zvizikamwe kuti chii chakaitika chaizvo apa?
Zvanditi isu tiri kukatyamadzwa nekabatirwo kari kuitwa nyaya iyi nehurumende ndaa yekuti kubva pakutanga takatsutsumwa maringe kubata kwavari kuita nyaya iyi izvo haikubatwa zvirwero haikubatwa zvine mazvo zvinofanira kunge zviri kuitwa dai kwanga kuri kuti vanhu havamire pachokwadi pari zvino tingadai tiri kutaura imwe nyaya pari zvino nyaya iyi ingadai iri nyaya yatiri kuti nyaya yekumashure hazvine ndaya yekuti hurumende yedu havasi kuita zvinhu vakamira pachokwadi havasi kuita zvinhu nemazvo ndosaka nyaya iyi iri kuramba ichienderera mberi so kupindurai mbvunzo neyi kubva pakambunyikidzwa Itai tisvike patiri nhasi hurumende yedu haina chayati yaita even havanoti mainvestigations ai kuferefeta kwavaiti kuri kuitwa nemapurisa takazoona izvo kuti isusu vanhu vaingodawo kutamba nenguva uyezve vanhu vaingodawo kuti vange vachitevedzera zvavainge vataurirwa nedare repamusoro rehigh court vainge ravataurira ivo vanofanira kunge vachite vachiferefeta nyaya iyi kana muchiri kurangarira mukomana Itai paakambunyikidzwa zvakaitika ndezvekuti mapurisa vachinge vataurirwa vapiwa ripoti ndo zvainge zvaitika vakange varamba Hakiti no, ya ii atikwanze kufere feta ni kuti inyaya ilete kuitwa ni mleze matonge uye nika. Sino wazakati kalka mabu. Ndaya kuti inyaya ilose wenda, inyaya matonge uye nika kana kuti ee, mapulisa, anafana wala kufere feta. Kana izitara wenda okudare, ngele pamusoro le high court, anuwa njyo waka zopa mutongo. Ukuthi mapurisa ayifana ngakuthi atifereseta ngayo ndipo boka zopanga ukuba kunyebedza ngewari kufereseta ngayo asi kaitirwa kazvakaitwa kanova kakatiratidza zvakatiratidza kuti havana kuita basa nemazvo vaingoita zvekuti zvivabve kuti kuti vange vachiwana mhinduro kuti chii chakaita.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Dube, Mr. Tamara here is expressing a very sad state of the affairs.
Mm-hmm.
He is surprised by the government's attitude ever since this thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
He is concerned and worried and obviously upset and says that if the government had been honest right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
this issue would have been history. We would be looking back at what might have happened or mm-hmm. what happened. But because of the dishonesty of the government, this issue still remains unresolved and thereby requiring more and more attention.
Mm-hmm.
He wishes that the government was a little bit sincere in its dealings with the family and says that if it wasn't for the court mm-hmm. that had ordered the police to investigate, the police would not have investigated, and even now the police have not done any work towards this issue.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got a caller before we go to Honorable Joseph Chuma. We've got a caller, Makuni. You can talk to me.
Makuni, muripo here?
Muripo, makasi zengi wani.
Aye, watiri nani isu. Timbatire wanenye ya inoro wati samwe. Na ya
inoro wati samwe. Inoro wati samwe kwa hini. Mbati chapa ni chiripo ndike kuti. Kini kiro inelanu ndoe. Chunga zika utafama uki.
Vamakuni, tishaedza kudzoka kwaburi nokuti foni yenyu haichanyaso kunzwika, asi zvimwe zvamataura tazvinzwa. Mr. Dure, Mr. Makuni here, he says that someone knows what happened, someone knows where Mr. Tamara is, because he says the government, with all the intelligence at its disposal, cannot be in a situation of not knowing what happened to this individual.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's bring in Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF member of parliament for Pelindaba for Poma, and he's also in the ZANU-PF Central Committee. Good evening, Honorable Chuma.
Good evening, Dube. How are you?
No, very fine. So, you see that there was this kind of commemoration, or let me say remembrance gathering, you know, today at Africa Unity Square. These people are remembering the disappeared man by the name Itai Tamara. I think you know that name. So tell us, you know, it seems as if people are always blaming the government, saying, you know, the government, the ruling party, and so forth, they are not making any efforts to find Mr. Tsamala. And since this is a new government, maybe Mr. Mnangagwa could have done better.
Well, I must first pay my courtesy to the Tsamala family. I can tell you that I don't know how painful this moment should be for them as a family, having had somebody disappear without a trace, and up to today we don't know what happened. At times, at least, it's better to probably find the remains of your loved ones and give them a decent burial. That way, you actually can get closure, and you might sort of come to terms with it, although it will always be a difficult issue. But for someone to just disappear into thin air like that and then have no sense whatsoever of what happened to the person, I'm sure must be very, very painful. And I must say, the Tsamala family must know that we are with them at this difficult moment. It is definitely not a moment to sort of cherish. But while I'm at it, I want to address to sort of not commercialize such incidents, because they tend to be very painful to the affected family. I don't know how probably the Tsamala family can come up with a situation whereby they engage with honesty and diligence with the authorities that should be looking at such things, as well as I must also be glad to announce that just yesterday when I was in Parliament, I saw in the order paper the issue of Itai Tsamala. It had been tabled as a motion by one of the members of Parliament. I can't remember if it was the Honourable Marigadi moving the motion or somebody else. But what I can say is, in Parliament, we have a motion that is being moved towards this issue of Itai Tsamala. And I hope that maybe from that angle as well, we might be able to put pressure so that somehow answers are found for the sake of the Tsamala family, for the sake of his children, his parents, his relatives, his brothers, his sisters. They must have a closure of this thing, and the only way they can have it is when they know what exactly happened to Itai Tsamala. And I think also it would be good for the whole nation as well to know what happened to Itai Tsamala, and so that we can have closure, because we have kept on speaking about this issue over and over and over, and it keeps on paining over and over. So I think that we need to engage. We've got a new dispensation, I want to encourage the Tsamala family to give the trial and approach them. Don't take it as what used to happen here before, the other era when we still had our former president, Arajim Mugabe. Let's take it from today to say, okay, we have a new dispensation. We have seen a president who is keen and proactive. So maybe let's take advantage of that and find out if we're not going to be able to get meaningful help.
Thank you.
For us to put this thing into a closure.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Now let's go to our callers very fast, and we've got Mr. John Banda. Ecingweni, Baba Banda, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyini njani?
Isiyaphila kakhulu. Ungathini ke ngodaba lolu luka Itai Tsamala? Labanye abantu asebacatshayo kwele Zimbabwe. Lapha sikhuluma ngabantu abanjengoPaul Tshizuzu, uRashiwe Gudla, uzokwePaul Ntamanyana, labanye nje abathize. So ke ungathini nje nxa ungatshawugoqela khona?
Mina ngakutsho from my own experience, ngine experience ngakho ubaba wami wake wathathwa esikolo, wathi ethethe esikolo engutitshe esikolo ethethe oluthi uyabulawa. Bahamba laye basuka laye lwagwelo baya enkayi, basebe phakathi emapulazini enkayi, bafika bamisa imota ababemthethe. Bathi sebemisa imota bangena laye eguswini, bahlala laye phansi baqalisa uku-investigator. Bathe beminvestigator wasebachazela ukuthi ulinki kangaka. banganani labanye abantu abaku government waqamba abantu abanyabo parents ile abantu esasijwala nawo abantu esasiphila nabo uthe ngemva kwalokho bafonela labo bantu bakhulumisana nabo kwaba ukuthi sethathwa esuke enkayi wayegweli esuke egweli wasuka ku parents ile bayakhuluma lo parents ile beqeda lapho bamtholisa bamthatha bamfaka ebhasini kuzuqu wabuyiselwa ekhaya elwagwele so ngilechinto i-government ivele iyabi kwazi ngoba ngabantu abaye bethunyiwe so and ukuthi labo bantu baye bekwazi lowo muntu bambulele bamngcwaba ngabi
so kodwa-ke okwenza ukuthi bengaphumeli egcekeni kwini ukuthi begcine besithi hhayi phela umuntu ula besabani khona
okuzakwenza bengaphumeli egcekeni baya bengafuni ukuthi kuthiwe uhulumende nguyotshontsha abantu ababulale so babalekela ukuthi abantu bangazi baba kwathi uhulumende izandla zakhe zigcwele igazi ngiyobulala abantu
aha hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba John Banda so ubaba lokhu esaphila
ngikhuluma lokhu ngokubaba wasizwayo ukuthi wayesazana labantu yikho okwamphilisayo ngawo wabulawa ngalelo lapo
lokhu esaphila kodwa
uyaphila nanamhlanje sima umuntu ophila nanamhlanje
hey kuzima sibili hayi sikuzwile baba siyabonga kakhulu baba Banda
siza kuleli nethu ukuthinta la kule yabomagugu le
yepho ngiyithimbijana nje kancane
okay le mina ngibona ingani kuthiwa umagugu besingamtshela nje ukuthi ehlise umoya abambane labanye asebenze labanye ngaso kuphelile sokungali hhayi nje layabe sithwa kuthoyo
ye hayi siyakuzwa khonapho-ke ungathelela kusasa baba John Banda kube lempela fike enhle
bahayi langimbonie
ye so what Mr. John Banda is saying is that his father was abducted some time back you know and since he was connected to some top guys in the government he managed to talk to those guys and he was let scot free you know
very lucky indeed
yeah because he says he was abducted somewhere in the Midlands then taken to you know Harare and from there he talked to government officials and was you know told to go back home so these abductions maybe they are very serious but let's get to Mr. Nkomo who's on the line he's a Shona guy who has been holding on there can you talk to him Mr. Wanda
yes Mr. Nkomo muri po here
yebo Nkomo kunjani mnumzane
iyaphila kunjani
hayi siphile kakhulu phose lakho lingamafitshane kwalapho sizwe ba
ilalela la ngizakuqala ngibonisa abantu bezimbabwe unkomo ujoshua nkomo wayebizwa father of citizens yizanu izanu ibulala abantu emathebeleni ngo-1983 ibabiza amahuhu namhlanje yesifuna uxolo kithi ibiza amazipra ama-distance akudingeki ukuthi abantu ababulala abantu ngobani into engethusa kakhulu umuntu omze ekhuluma esemhlubulweni nalo owabona igugurawuntu egisenje izanu uyazi kuyangiyangisa kakhulu ukuthi ngiyambiza ngokuthi ngumuntu onjani angikwazi bese ngibingelela ukujamara lapho lo okhona lapho uyazi umfowethu uyakhala njengathi eselahlekelwa ngabantu bakithi bebulawa yizanu yale ephethe lamhlanje uye emasiyoni esibiza amahuhu in bracket besithi babulala ama-distinct ezigabeni sakithi abantu bejhiswele ezindlini bephila kuyasethusa kakhulu ukuthi namhlanje ma bezenza ngani bona abakwazi ukuthi ngoba nababulala abantu bephinde bethi bona izimbabhile amapholisa ahlakaniphileyo ahlakaniphe ngabe sehle kuubona umuntu othunjwe ezimbabwe umuntu okhululeyo ngacathe elizweni khonapho sure okunye sikhulume sikwazi unkulunkulu lakhe sonke lana lisembusweni kuzophela kuzophela and kusiya ngami abantu bezanu bonke laba ababulala abantu from 1983 sizofikisa dakula xolo they must go to 7 years in prison nomethu lenake emngaki la uzibuhlumba abantu ababulala izanu ibuceda abantu kakhulu ekhaya lapho sabona okhenikala bathunjwa babulawa le opatrick nabanga bathunjwa babulawa le nangulokhu zenu udamari namhlanje kabonakali umuntu ngathatha khonapho sihanje ngembuzi ingani imbuzi ngathatha pho ezilwane pho zayibona ingadliwanga
enkomo baba ye siyakuzwa kakhulu nkomo sibongele kakhulu ungadilela kusasa
khoaku-m t c kancane
ye siyakunika 10 seconds kathisa khona
okay hayi ubaba uMorgan nguye owachange imisteke ukufa kuchamisa lokufa kumjuri angikhuluma ukuthi ngifuna ukuthokoza ngikubhe ngwakithi hayi ngabe abafakanga there was a reason wabafaka angithi bona kabafunda amaNdebela oyibuthi laso ubona besiba ngowesi-4 uzani ngowesi-3 okusalayo ukuthi wonke ama-leaders akithi basetshenziswa ngama-leaders eHarare angeke bafa basinceda ngaluto ungaze uthole umuntu ekhulumela izani khona phesa esigabeni sakithi umuntu vele ongala voice ephalamente umuntu nje osebenzela abantu babakhe ongeke ekhulume iqiniso ukuthi abantwana
bemathelesibongile kakhulu nkomo ungathena kusasa ba. That is Mr. Nkomo, he's in South Africa. He was saying that the government knows, you know, about these abductions. He says there's nobody who can actually disappear for good without you tracing that person. He says never, ever, can't happen. So maybe you can go back to Mr. Samara briefly.
Mr. Samara, muripo pa palaina pa. Ndangari chida kunzwa kuti muno manga zvataurwa na honorable Chuma. Mangama mchizvizivawo here kuti muparamende mune nyaya yokutarisa zvakaitika kuna vadzamara manga mchizviziva.
Okay, ndinotanje ndichiti kuna honorable Juma tikutendai nemashoko enyu mashoko anoudzamu mashoko anoratidza kuti muri munhu pavanhu chero zvazvo pada muri wokubato ratinova ndiro ratiri kuti ndiro rakamburidzidza itai dzamara nokutendai nemashoko enyu eukuru mashoko ataurwa anoudzamu nyayo hongu tirikuziva kuti nyaya yakapinda kuparamendi tinoziva kuti inyaya ichiri kuvheyiwa muparamendi regaiwo ndidzakataurawo ndichiti isuwo sematanhowo atakatora kubva pakauya gavhenmendi iyoyi iri kunzi igavhenmendi chayavamunangagwa takavanyorera kaviri kose kutaura nezvenyaya raitai patinovanyorerawo tinobva takopawo tichibva tapawa mudenga kuparamendi kwavo ikoko nyaya iyoyo inge ichizeyiwa iriko kuparamendi so hatina kugarira nyaya iyi pasi tiri kuramba tichizeya tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi kuti tione kuti zvinosvika papo tichivainge njavo iwo asi tiri kutitumwa nendaa yekuti hapana kunge pava nemhinduro kubva kuhurumende hapana kunge pava nehwaro nezvezvinhu zvinova zvinotibata kuti ko iwo hurumende vanovana baba nana mai vedu vana vachema voti pano paita dambudziko tauya kwamuri baba tauya kwamuri amai vava ndivo vava kuti igino vava ndivo vava kutisandudzira kunze chinhu chinova chinotikatyamadza saka dai waro hurumende yedu yakwanisawo kunge ichigara pasi nese toona kuti matanho angateriwe kuti nyaya igadzirike ndeapo ndaa yekuti isusu yemukutsvakurudzawo kweduwo pane zvatakanhonga nekuonawo asotii vanhu vari pasi pemutemo nosaka tiri kuti dai waro hurumende yaona zvakakodzera kuti tinge tichitarisa nyaya iyi pamwe chete uyezve tine tiizeya pamwe chete kusvika sekuti nyaya iyi yange yapera toziva kuti idi hongu mumwe wedu mupenyu kana kuti mumwe wedu akafa kana akafa tomutora tinomuudza kumusha kwake.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Zamara, he's saying that, he thanks Honorable Chuma for what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He appreciates it very much, notwithstanding that he is from the political party, that they are at loggerheads with in terms of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they are aware of the things that are being done or said in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Mr. Itai Dzamara's issue is concerned, but he's not very happy that there has not been an answer or explanation of any kind from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And he urges the government to hopefully sit down with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And discuss this issue.
Thank you very much. Yes. We've got umsundizwa Ndlovu uyabhalala phothi linjani masakazi siyaphila mfowethu. Kuzobuya ke uChris Mzimkhulu Mpala uthi ask the former president about Itai Samara, like many people who disappeared during the 50 weekend atrocities. And then we've got Mike Ezron Kaunda who says, put pressure on Idim Nangagwa, the truth shall come out. He knows something about Itai Samara. So I'm told that we've got Mr. Kausen Zilala. He is the country director, that is Zimbabwe, director of Amnesty International. Good evening and welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, George. Good evening.
Thank you so much. And tell us, as an Amnesty International representative, how do you find this situation where people like Itai Samara disappear in a country where they are lost? Is that possible?
It's we consider that as an enforced disappearance, and we ask the government, or we call upon the government of Zimbabwe to account for his disappearance, actually, considering that it is now 3 years. It's a very long time. You know, the family need answers, and Zimbabweans need the government to account, and the world will also need to know where Itai Samara is.
So now, in a way, when you trace these disappearances, I still remember where the time Bashir Kuja disappeared. We know that there was Paul Chizuzu, and we know that there was Nabanyana and others, and people who disappeared during the Kukurawundi atrocities. How do you handle such situations, as Amnesty?
This is quite unacceptable, and we have seen other people who have disappeared, and the government sometimes they deny knowledge of that disappearance. But at the end of the day, you see those people probably coming out if they are not dead. They come out probably from the police. And we saw that happening even to Justina Mukoko.
Mm-hmm.
But so what we are actually saying is that this is very much unacceptable. Because when the current government speaks about the free and fair election, that as long as you cannot account for somebody who has just disappeared, just for his freedom of expression, then that sends shivers to every citizen. And what then it means is that every citizen doesn't have the right to personal security. It might happen to anyone who expresses his or her opinion as we go towards the election.
Thank you so much, Zilala. Let's take a caller right now. Ubaba Mtolomba. Ubaba Mtolomba, kuja. I'm told that Mtolomba's number is actually dropped. I think we've got Mr. Gifty Siziba, human rights activist. Is he there or not? Mr. Siziba, I'm told Mr. Siziba's number has gone down. Well, maybe let's talk to Honorable Chuma, Mr. Wande.
Yeah. Honorable Chuma, given the time that has elapsed since Mr. Zamara's disappearance, is there any other way that can be used by the family if the government continues to stonewall like it is?
Well, another way that I can quickly think of is probably maybe an engagement of a private investigator who probably come from somewhere else, who might come and try and investigate this thing to its conclusive end. But now we also must consider the issue of cost, because those people, definitely are not going to come in cheap and for free. So that's the other hindrance that maybe the family might face. But like I said earlier on, there's nothing as painful as not knowing what happened to anything. Even I'll give you a simple example of your own money. If you put your money in a drawer, and then suddenly it's not there, and you ask around everyone in the house, no one knows what happened to it. It will pain you so much, not just because the money is gone, but because of the fact that no one is owning up to say, yes, I took it. So now, if money can pain you, what more of a person? What more of a whole human being? So definitely, yes, we need to somehow come up with a mechanism, a system, which will bring us to a conclusive stage whereby we we certainly say, okay, this is what happened. Here is the remains of our dear brother Itai, or whatever the outcome is. But at least we must come to a finality. And I think that is the day when Zimbabwe and the family in particular will probably have a good rest. I don't think they are having a good night at the moment with this kind of situation that we are talking about now.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma. Sike sibuyele kubaba uCousin Zilala. Anti ngiyakhumbula ukuthi udala kwakho wakhulumisa indebele. Lokhu sasifanisa.
Ngiyazama la kaphesi ngiyakhuluma mbija.
Yeah, awuboni ke mnumzana Zilala nxa sikhangela ke ngakhona ukuthi abantu bayacatsha bengatholakala ukuthi bangaphi. Kambe uhulumende nanxa selizama ukuthi likhulume laye uthini ngendaba ezinje?
Ngiyakhumbula ngo-2016, Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa, when he was still the Vice President in 2016, in Geneva, the Human Rights Council, he promised umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi bazazama ukuthi bedinge ukuthi wenze investigation bebone ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo ngendaba kaItai Zamani. And the Gatesi saying, President, so we 100 days as a Zaluto from him and the Baza, the Taita Mara. So it's kind of the Uti saying, President Gatesi, a paramitin that a lay and the Uti civil closure. We have the Imoli, Funuuti, the Wazuti, Ubava, Umbumtanavo. Wabhubha yini, wafa yini kumbe lokhu esaphila. Nxa kuyukuthi uyaphila, ngeke ngakhuluma lonkosikazi wakhe. Nxa kuyukuthi wafa, sifuna ukutshela ukuthi wafela ngaphi kumbe sibone lapho angcwatshwa khona. Nxa kuyukuthi uyaphila, sifuna ukumbona. You know, ifamily needs a closure, and I think the whole country and the whole world need closure. And you know, as long as investigation, as long as things are going on, they have a lot of moves every day. They have a lot of moves who demand every day. We remain consistent in that question. Yes, it is.
Yes, I was a colleague. I told you about Dr. Dala. Yes, we are going to start to call it to Kutala Loke Buya Puma Mova. If only I can actually come to Lomb. Kunjalva. Yum to Lomb. Kunjani ifoni yakho sondela efonini ba sondela efonini uyasizwa mtolomba baba mtolomba uyangizwa hayi kukhanya ngizala ifoni yakhe
ngiyakuzwa
hawu waboni ke so wena ubona njani udaba lolu mtolomba
hawu udaba lolu ngibona ngathi uhulumende kumele abuyeawu
usuchetile phela mtolomba so ungacheti ungakuchibiliki ube khona pho ndawonye baba Kubeka mnumza. Kubeka mtolomba. Hei, ifoni yaka angwasi. Angangena kwenda. Ungazani ya yagazi kanji kangani. So, maybe, isingabu yela kubaku chuma. Kulo ntuka kufuna mbuzu kubaku chuma. Honorable Chuma, Mr. Wande.
Yeah, Honorable Chuma, the other issue which is in the same realm with the issue that we are discussing about Mr. Zamara, is that there is seemingly a continuation of the same things happening over and over again. As parliamentarians, if you sought to address this issue of political violence, especially towards election time like we are facing right now, because we seem to be repeating things all the time whenever it comes to this point. We see a lot of violence, we see a lot of beatings and disappearances here and there. If you thought of a way of stopping this whole fiasco, please.
Well, I must let you know that I'm actually moving a motion on Tuesday in Parliament about the same issue, in particular the issue that happened to some of our fellow honourable members of Parliament when they faced the violence, first in Bulawayo, when they were in their offices, it was an intra-party violence, and then it occurred again in Buhera during the burial of our late Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition, Ratswani Rai. And then also it occurred just this last weekend in Bulawayo again in the same offices. And it involved some of our honorable members, like Honorable Kuke, Honorable Bede, and Honorable, was that, I can't remember. But now, we want us as Parliament, the leader of the House must come out strong as Parliament to issue a statement against such occurrences. It does not matter whether that member of Parliament is from the opposition or from the ruling party. But what we are simply saying is that the moment we allow these things to occur and we just turn a blind eye because it happened to a certain particular member of Parliament, then one day that same thing might be your doorstep. And what do you do when it comes and you are faced with such a dilemma? So it is important to be proactive towards such issues. So I am going to be raising that. In fact, I'm going to raise it as a point of privilege to say, let Parliament voice out and be heard so that the whole country knows, the whole world knows that Parliament does not condone such acts of violence towards anybody else. And maybe that way we can now sanitize this whole process as we go towards the elections. And I've also said that I urge all members of Parliament, as they go about their addresses in their constituencies, to be conscientizing people to say, every time you look at this violent occasion happening, you will never see my son in the forefront. You will never see my daughter in the forefront. But I am very quick as a leader to hire other people's sons, other people's daughters, to go out there and they kill out these violent acts. But then when they are injured, they are taken to hospital, they will never see me as a leader following them up there going to pay for their bills.
Yes.
You never see me following them right there to console them or anything. So we need to conscientize our people to say, don't allow your children to be used by these leaders who are greedy for power and who want to have power at whatever cost.
Yeah, Honorable Chuma, if someone walks up to you now and says that parliamentarians are taking notice of the violence in the country because they themselves are now also on the receiving end of the results of this violence which has simmered for a long time, what would you say to them?
I would say that at times when you want to fix things, do not put up comparisons to say because A is happening, B is the result. No. When you want to fix things, you must start wherever you start from. If the past people did not raise these things, tough luck. But right now, let us raise them. Let us not shy away and say that many people will say because we are the ones facing it or whatever. That is retrogressive. That is a way of looking at things to make them stagnant, to make sure that we don't move forward. Let us move forward. Whatever, wherever the violence has happened to, whoever it has happened to, what you are saying is, let us speak out. If we did not speak out yesterday, tough luck, it was bad. So let's not carry all that mistake of speaking out today. Today, let us speak. Let us speak with one voice, whether from the ruling party or from the opposition, but let us speak with one voice to say, a life lost is too much. A person man is too stressful. So let's avoid that.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. We've
got a caller. I think we've got a caller. Brighton. Can you
Brighton.
Put that caller? Yes.
Yeah. Mkoma Brighton, Muripo Ere. Aye, watiri nani tinokutendai kuti maita moyo murefu munonzwa kuti nyaya tiri kutaura iyi iri pamurume pavanhu zvikuru, saka tinokutendai kuti maita moyo murefu. Tibatsirewo nezvamunofunga nenyaya iyi.
Ya, ini ndingangoda kuti dzokerei kumashure. Tichida kutarisa nyaya iyoyi tigadzwa kumaZimbabwe zvishuwa. Kana takatarisa maparlamentarians edu aya, ndavanyatsa kutiotarisira zvinhu, Zimbabwe ndiyatikundika zvakanaka. ndi anti bozo zangu nenye ndombo kuti hwa nanchi zvanenye akaisa unity day ndofunga ndizvo ndendo ya futi kumapa parliamentary enzedwa munokona kuti pano vanhu vakafira kuhondo neva even look deep that saka inini nezvi ivi libato riripo kutonga harina kutombogara rakambostarisa kuti chi saka munhu hwani teachaya kwavari havana nebasa nazvo handiti muri kuzvona saka vanhu vatogara vangorichi kutoti havana basa nechiine vanhu handiti muri kuzvona indo zvamafungiro andiri kuita saka kuna dzamara kao ndeumwe wevanhu wekutoti futi kaiko zvino izvo vanhu vaifanira kutarisa kuti vanhu necommission inotoitwa kuti vakatarisa kuti vanhu vakafira panyadzonya vakafira pachimoyo vakafira nguva iyoyo izvese izvezvi that 36 years hazvina kumbogara zvaita saka izvi zvadzamara izvo zvavazvitobva wavhunduka ende uye maparliamentarians vedu izvi they are not getting the alliances nicely kunyatsa kuita question up vanenge vari kutyawo hurumende iyo handizive ndo mafungiro angu inini those vari kuisa pamutemo vari vedu maparliamentarians handizive kuti vari kuzvifambisawo sei ipapapo ne vakatarisa hurumende nevanhu
aiwa tatenda chaizvo mukoma Brighton
ende ndinodembawo zvangu zveshuwa nemhuri yavadzamara but isi ndakatarisa zveshuwa kuti zveshuwa kana patichingoisa pressure and ngatiisei pressure futi nezvese nekumashure handiti muri kuzvona vabuditswo zvese izvo zvinhu zvakaitika kune vakafirawo uku zvese zvibuditswe zvese zvimaparlamentari edu vane basa rekuti vagadzise izvozvo
aiwa
otherwise history ichatikuwadza kumberi
aiwa tinotenda namashoko enyu Mr. Duve Brighton here is saying that you know, he's not very happy with the performance of our parliamentarians, who he says that they should be watching out for us, but they also seem to be afraid of dealing with our government. So most of the time they don't do much. He is also skeptical about how they approached the people who perished during the war, that there were no commissions set up to do anything about those people. And now we have the Zamara issue, one among many, and still there's no commission of inquiry as to exactly what happened. So, you know, but he urges the people to keep on the pressure on the government to make sure that these things are stopped.
Now, what is strategy, Baba? Numzana Stole, kunja?
Siyaphila bavani njani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lolu?
Udaba lolu lunzima mani, but mina ngizoqala ngalolu daba lolutshisayo kwamanje lusebhudini njengoba sibheke kukhetho lolu daba lwe-NDC. Into engizoyicela kakhulu ukuthi i-NDC kakhulu lapho esindebeleni into esiyicelayo ukuthi babambane njalo bazehlisa umoya. Ngoba sibheke ekhethweni nje bonke abantu bemandebeleni bahambe kakhulu emaralini lawa ayiyo akathamisa konke bamsekele kakhulu ngoba kayikho enye indlela engasenza siqhubekele phambili ngaphandle kokhetho nokubambana kanti futhi enye indaba leyo yesikhuluma ngayo kwamanje leyo kayizamara ibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ibuhlungu kanje njena akaziwa nalapha khona noma uyaphila noma ufile leyo nto leyo kuyisilondo esingapholiyo kube kungcono kuba i-government nale zanup f nale yesikhokhelwa ngumnangafo ekade ikhokhelwa ngorobert kube bakutsho phela ukuthi ukuphi abantu behlise umoya bahle bakwazi ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo ngeke sikwazi ukumbona futhi safa sibone namathamba akhe siqede ngaye nje kuphele sikwazi ukuthoka iy'nhliziyo zethu ngoba ma kunje akwaziwa kuzohlala kukhulunywa kuphela kusiba yisilondo esingapholiyo kufuneka nje ukuthi zane kuphela likhulume kuphela kubeke kucace ukuthi isaizamara ukuphi iyaphila ungaphili bayephila phela abonakali ithi ufile and then baceleke abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi hayi isaizamara ufile upheleke kanjalo ngoba kwamanje kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho kuzoloku kukhulunywa thinizoninini so mina hayi into enganayo imphathi kahle kakhulu kuleyo
esithole baba sibongile kakhulu ungadinela kusasa ube le mpela veke enhle kakhulu
ngiyabonga baba
ye lo ngubaba umbongeni sithole what he's saying is that there should be peace in the MDC he says violence does not pay you know and he says about Zamara the government should know where Mr. Zamara is and they should come out in the open especially the new government it should say exactly where Mr. Zamara is you know let's go back to Mr. Kausen Zilala Mr. Zilala are you still on the line
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So now, as Amnesty International, how do you, you know, assess the kind of political situation in the country right now as Zimbabwe approaches a crucial election?
What we want are guarantees for the enjoyment of civil and political rights that are enshrined in the Zimbabwean constitution. When we go for elections, of course, we have a history of political violence, which is a serious violation of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, we want a commitment from the new dispensation, and they need to demonstrate that they are different from the old government, and the new government should demonstrate that they are committed to human rights. They need to prioritize human rights. And when you talk about investment,
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is open to investment. That is very good. But investment where there is no respect for human rights does not really work. You first of all have to sell a human rights environment first for investors to come into the country. For as long as we clean our human rights record, as long as we end impunity, as long as we make sure that those who perpetrated human rights in the past have been brought to book, then Zimbabwe will really be open for business and will be able to enjoy economic, social, and cultural rights when the environment is human rights friendly.
Is there anything that you can say to Honorable Chuma directly about political violence and abductions of people in Zimbabwe?
It's very important for Honorable Chuma to. I think the motion that he is suggesting that he's going to raise in Parliament is very important, and I really urge him to continue to do that, because we need to make sure that at the moment, you know, political violence at the moment is a bit tricky in Zimbabwe, because you don't know which side. It was easy in the past because you really know which party is violent against which one. But now, because of intra-party and also clashes between political parties because of intra-party divisions, that can happen to anyone. And if we let it go unchallenged, mm-hmm. then it will be disastrous for our people.
The floor is now yours, Honorable Chuma. Go ahead and respond to what people are saying, and even Mr. Zilala.
Well, what we need to understand is that violence does not pay. And most of the time, the people that do these acts of violence are only just given money enough to get them drunk so that they probably get that courage. But as the people that get paid for being in politics, you will never see us being violent towards each other. When we're in Parliament, we've got a very good rapport with the opposition MPs. We even eat together lunch. We drink together. We actually got a bar in Parliament where we can interact together. And we do that without even any problem at all. And then you find that we come down here and we use people who don't get paid at all, who have nothing to show for these things. And people must understand these things. When these political parties were formed, they were not even there. They're not from their own houses. So why are they taking it so much into heart to a point whereby you can actually pick up a brick and want to stone somebody for something that is not even yours, that doesn't belong to your house or your family? People must learn to be okay upstairs here and know that do not be used by anybody. If anyone comes to you and say, go and beat up the next person, they immediately there, make a citizen arrest of that person and tell them to the police, because they are breeding the wrong kind of culture among our people. Let us all learn to be accommodative to each other. Let us all learn to actually agree to disagree where we have to, because we are not all going to see things the same way as we always do. That is why even if you go to the Christian world, others go to Methodist, others to Anglican, others to Zionist, but you never see them fight. So why are you fighting here when it comes to politics? If your neighbor decides to go to MDC, let them go to MDC, that's their choice. If your son wants to go to ZANU-PF, let him go to ZANU-PF, that's his choice. There's no need for you to be so agitated and want to kill for something that doesn't belong to you and that will never belong to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
Yeah. Vasilala, ndinoda kubvunza angu, sangano renyu reAmnesty International rinowanikwa kwese kwese, ndikangoti kwese kwese pasi panapa, muchiongorora mabatirwo anoitwa vanhu nehurumende dzavo. Chandinoda kuzana chekuti kana paine zvamunenge muchiona zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka kana kuti zvinoitwa nenzira isina kunaka, pane zvimwe here zvamuinazvo mubhegi menyu umo zvamunogona kuzoshandisa kumanikidzira hurumende dzenyika chero iri nyika ipi zvayo kuti iregere kuita zvainenge ichiita kuvanhu vayo? Zvingangoperera here mukungoongorora kana kuti mune imwewo nzira yamunogona kuita yekumonyorora pfungwa dzehurumende kuti dziregere kuita zvadzinenge dzichiita kuvanhu?
Ndinofunga mukasokutaura kwamaita tiri organization inowanika pasi rose. And tine nhoroondo yekubva kuma 1961 tichirwira kodzero dzevanhu. And kunyangwe angava munhu umwe chete kana vakawanda, kazhinji zhinji mukurwira kwedu kodzero tinoingeja kana kuti kukurukura nehurumende. Tarisiro yedu izvozvi tine hurongwa hwokuda kuti tiite engage negovernment yeZimbabwe kuti tikurukure mahuman rights concerns, nehuman rights agenda yatinotarisira kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe. Saka izvozvi tiri pakati pekutokumbira yatingati kutsvaga meeting nehurumende kuti tikwanise kukurukura kodzero dzevanhu dzatotarisira tudai dzaprotektwa, kufufilwa kana kuzadziswa muZimbabwe. Kana tichinge takurukura tinoonesana pazvinhu zvinofanira kuitwa. Kana zvisina kuitwa, isusu kazhinji tine over 7 million members in the world and tinoita yatingati pressure mukukampena kwedu. Tinozvizivira zvikuru kwazvo kuti kunyangwe kubva kuma 1960 ivo vakaita kana form vaimbova mutungamiriri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaMugabe, kusanganisira ivo president varipo iko zvino, vakarwirwa kodzero dzavo neAmnesty International varimo mumajere pavakanga vakasungwa. Hurumende dzeudzvanyiriri dzakanga dziripo tichidzipa pressure yekuti dai vabudiswa kubva mumajere, kusvika zvakwanisika kuitika. Nazvino kana ivavo vakaburitswa mumajere vakakwanisa kunge vakange vachityora zvakare kodzero dzevanhu, tinopa puresha yakafanana neyatakapa vakambovasunga ivavo.
Muchidimbu, makanga muchifungawo here kuti panochinja hurumende muZimbabwe mungadari muchitaura nenyaya idzodzi nhasi kwese?
Haisi tarisiro yatakanga takatarisira kubva kare, asi zvinoitika ndezvekuti zvichida munhu kana ari aakutongawo anogona kuuya nenzira dzake dzinogona kunge dzisingakuridzire kodzero dzemunhu. Isusu hati seAmnesty zvedu hatitarisire kuti tinoda mutongo wakati kana tinoda utongi hwakati regandi utongi hwakadai, asi tinongoda utongi hunoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. As long hatinei kuti uri kuti tungadifaina tichiti matongero ako ndeerudzii, asi kana ari matongero anongoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu asingamunyikidze kodzero dzevanhu, tinokuremekedza wakadaro. Asi kana paunongotyora kodzero dzemunhu, kwete, tinokurukura newe tokupa puresha yekuti dai warega kudaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vasilala. His statement here is that they have been doing this for quite a long time, mm-hmm. and they will continue to do this. But also, he admits that they were not expecting to be dealing with such issues when the government changed. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that took everyone by surprise.
And normally in this show, there is no overtime. And I guess we are out of time now. We have to leave it there, right? So I wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Patson Zamara, the brother of Itai Zamara, who disappeared 3 years ago. Honorable Joseph Chuma, a member of parliament for ZANU-PF, is standing in there in Pelandaba in Pupoma, and then with Mr. Kausen Zilala of Amnesty International. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who watched us and listened to the show tonight. This is Gibbs Dube in Studio 7 saying goodbye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We hope to see you again here next time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.